Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for Dungeon Masters to work out their minds. I'm one of your hosts, DM Neil, a.k.a. Jote Maniac.
And it's me, your other host, DM Celeste, a.k.a. Sea Witch.
Whoa, I feel like you've leveled... Well, I guess technically I've leveled up recently because it was my birthday, so I have remained on this mortal coil one more calendar
You've
year.
Become so powerful.
Yes. Ah, ha, ha.
Like leveled- a fine wine, better and better every year.
Yes, I have leveled up once again. But speaking of leveling up, I feel like a lot of these are things that I know I've done at my table, and I think they are some of the true inevitabilities at your table, dear listener, of taking a spell and someone just has an emotional attachment to it, or I'm going to be honest, the most likely reason is someone does something dumb and funny with a spell and then like they just only want to use that spell.
Yeah.
But like it doesn't really level up with you, so you don't really get to use it. But what if it did? So that is what we are tackling today, and there will be a link to this exercise over on our Discord, which is open to anybody, and you can jump in and have these same conversations. But I entitled this one, A Kind of Magic, because this is a song that was done by Queen that was for the soundtrack to the Highlander.
Okay, so because I was wondering, I was like, I don't know this song. This is not on any of my Queen albums.
Yeah.
So, okay, for Highlander. Got it.
So, for the Highlander, and it was the end theme. And yeah, the music video is linked, and it is a sight to behold as
most. Oh my god. Yes.
But yeah, what is the exercise that we have posted?
Yeah, so essentially on here, we were asking people to take spells in their world and level them up. So taking a spell to the next level, like in the way that, you know, it wouldn't just be ridiculously overpowered and just break the entire world. And then how would you introduce that newly, like, leveled up version of that spell into the world of your game?
So for the forums, which one, or forums, that's going to take a long time, on the Discord.
The Discord forum posts.
Yeah,
there you go.
Which of the options did you want to highlight?
Yeah, I mean, so the first one we have in here from Faye Amore, Levitate, leveling up to Mass Levitate, which is obviously just a really great idea and hilarious to imagine. So obviously just taking that levitate spell, which usually just lets you affect yourself, and then boosting up a couple spell levels to be able to do it en masse. And what I really like about this is it's super fun to use on villains, because levitate is one of those spells that you can actually target other creatures. They have to, you know, make a save if they don't want to be levitated. But a mass levitate, yeah, this whole bandit troop just a boop, all of a sudden... fine. Or if your whole party needs to, you know, climb up over a wall, boop, done, without getting to like the huge amount of spell level energy it takes to get something like mass fly, right, for the group. Like, this is a really nice kind of middle zone level up, so I think that's a very logical inclusion and well done on that. I think, you know, this is a great way to do this without like breaking open mechanics.
I like the introduction of coming upon an NPC using this.
Yeah.
And then letting the narrative element be, oh, hey, I saw you do this really cool thing. You know, the example here is defending baby foxes from giant spiders. I mean, as soon as, like, I had this sentence, I also see all of these TV movie tropes of boom and all the enemies are lifted into the air. And I also think of, like, the synergy you could have with, and this is also the thing you need to think about when implementing higher level spells and the way you implement them, is what are the potential synergies that other spells could have with it, and how are you going to feel about those kind of things? Because I think about, okay, so you mass levitate, and then next in the order, they cast Thunderwave. And so now all the people that were in the air are now all the way over there because they can't do as much because they're at your whims. Or like Gust of Wind or...
Gust of Wind, goodbye.
Yeah, all kinds of different things that you could synergize with it, which is both cool. But again, it's really something that is important to kind of think through.
Yeah, absolutely. Which one did you want to highlight, Neil?
Entangle by none other than Letter Lost, and basically taking that and leveling it up, we're increasing the radius of the difficult terrain by 5 feet. Basically, you're also doing like Thorn Whip, and you're just basically just making angrier and angrier plants, which I think is also... Oh, wait. You want to know what the funniest version of this is?
What?
This spell, Entangle, the level up, I was reading them both at the same time, apparently, because the example for Entangle was, in fact, saving baby foxes from giant spiders. But apparently both spells work. So,
both work.
So this is...
you saved those baby foxes.
Okay, this is me having been in IT for a really long time. Do you know the sentence that is used to illustrate a font?
No.
A quick brown fox jumps over something along those lines. So this is apparently our metric of how will the leveled up spell work. There's a druid defending baby foxes from
how
giant
many baby
spiders.
Foxes will this new version
how will the spell interact
though?
With this one scenario? Okay, my bad. It's still nothing changes, but basically you're being able to better manipulate them. So you're having more active control over what the entangled can do. It's not just holding them in place. You're able to then manipulate their spot on the board, which is a really, really helpful thing. Again, because once you're into the nitty gritty, having these more tactical options is a lot of fun. But yeah, go to your local druid. See if they're trying anything out. Okay, well, perfect. So we've done that. But that means then you and I get to lift the mental weights right now.
Lifting weights is what I do. Look at me. Lift these weights.
Do you have any spells that you're like, obviously, this one?
So, I have two options. I did pull up a random spell generator if you're willing to just...
I have one that I'm thinking of. And then we can do the random generator.
Okay.
That chaos. Why not?
I like to live dangerous. It literally is just all spells of all levels... and generate, and then brings up the single, just the name, no other information.
Well, incredible. Okay, so I have one that I think I would like to see leveled up, and I think the logic of this applies to, because there are several cantrips I feel like that don't have like a level scaling option and would be like really obvious.
We're just the same person. Continue, yeah. Please. Just
I think like really obvious wins as like just adding in some scaling here. So one that occurred to me is Mage Hand, because Mage Hand is a tiny little hand that you can use, and it can only pick up like 5 pounds of stuff, and it's like your normal size hand, which is like something that players want to use constantly. They want to constantly try to fix all the problems with Mage Hand, but because of those limitations, and it never gets better. It just doesn't work until, like, and the next best thing is at, you can take the 5th level spell, yeah. You know, Big B's hand. That's, like, a huge amount of time where you don't have anything cool. So I would love to see a mage hand that, like, as it scales up, it can, one, pick up more stuff, or it gets bigger. So you can, like, start doing things with it. So you can slap people or, you know, like, lift heavier objects. I think that would be a really cool candidate for this.
So I know it's out there, but one of the things I've always thought of is like, what if there was a class, like you made a wizard subclass where the cantrip caster, it doesn't matter. You can workshop the name, not my problem, but conceptually it's just a cantrip caster where they get access to all of them or eventually access to all of them, but then they can also develop others further. So when you level up and get a new spell slot,
you should check out the Tales of the Valiant cantrip adept subclass for the wizard.
We're the same person. That's fine. Done. It's as if I wrote it, but you wrote it. It's the same thing. It's we figured it out. But yeah, that idea that. But what it also made me think of. So I play a lot of a pretty low key chill game called Dome Keeper. Mm-hmm. And one when you add something to your dome, it's very similar to a spell, but then you have different paths that you can develop. Yeah. And you know, and one of the things with that is choosing to go down one path means you're actively choosing not to go down the other. Mm-hmm. So if I think about Mage Hand, I either have a bigger hand or have more hands. So yeah. Mage yeah. Hands, where like the second I cast the if I cast it at second level, because Baldur's Gate 3 made it a summoned creature. What yeah. if I cast it at a higher level and there are more hands that can do more hands make light work? So that's what I thought of.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? We're going in blind.
Okay. We're getting random. All right. Random.
Knock.
Oh. So I think that pretty much that covers a lot of stuff. I wonder if there is any kind of restriction on knock. We could, because, it doesn't automatically do magic doors and stuff, right? Well, maybe that's the way we upgrade it.
Knock. Sorry. Knock is the worst spell in all of 5th edition.
Somebody said
it's
that.
It's the Reddit God. Post, yeah. Yeah. Choose an object you can see with in range. The object can be a door, a box, a chest, a set of manacles, a padlock, or another object that contain mundane or magical means that prevents access. If you choose a target that is held shut with arcane lock, the spell is suppressed for 10 minutes, during which time the target can be opened and shut normally.
Okay, so it does suppress that. Okay. Oh, okay, here's a thought. What if knock can create doors at higher levels?
Yep.
So it can like go ahead, open like a little, you know, it's not quite dimension door, which is a teleport thing, but it actually like opens up some. I don't think we have a spell like that in 5e. I know there are a bunch in like AD&D and earlier versions, like create passage, right? Was a spell, I think, in AD&D.
Or you have like a meld stone or shape stone, move earth, things like that. But literally just creating a door where there wouldn't be one.
Yeah.
That's also what I was thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
And you could also layer that in an interesting way to say, like, you come upon a tower. Because that's the other thing. You kind of need to force feed some of these scenarios if you're going to level up a spell. You come to a tower with no entrance. And you're just like, oh, yeah. Ha! Knock. No, and then there's a door. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hit one more real.
I'm just waiting for you to roll a 9th level spell. And then what do we do with that?
Ooh, blink.
I was looking at blink, I'm not kidding, as like a, what could we do with that?
No,
I was just scrolling through random names. Okay. All right, so blink. I mean, obviously, blink is cool. It, you know, you activate it and then you have like a chance of basically staying on the ethereal plane, like when it's not on your turn. So it basically like makes you super cool and immune to getting hurt forever. So it's only for a minute, but so we could increase the amount of time that would be easy, or we could increase, you know, the percentage of which you are likely to stay on the ethereal plane. That's easy.
Yeah, you're rocking a coin flip right now.
So yeah.
I mean, it has you roll a d20. You could literally flip a coin with the odds that are here. I agree. And currently it is self. What is the number one thing for movement spells like this? It's adding another person.
Mass blink. Yeah. That would be such a nightmare as a GM.
Oh, it's like a baby banish. It could be a baby banish too. You could do it where you touch someone else and blink them.
Yeah. Or you could do it so it like you can activate it and concentrate it, and maybe you can change it every round. So like if you're the person sitting in the back, right, like you get to choose which of your allies has a chance of disappearing. So it's kind of becomes a really cool battlefield controller thing at that point. That kind of selective, that would be really cool for tactical purposes.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing to think of is, and I've had the conversation before, anytime you're adding something that you have not tested, or your addition of it to your table is the testing environment, you need to be really straightforward that you are willing to nerf it and you're willing to buff it. It has to be on the table that you are willing to make it less or willing to make it more, so that, because you don't know. I mean, it just, that's how this works, is you genuinely don't know until you have it interacting with your players at your table.
Be
mindful that that's maybe required, because I think to balance it, what if it's, I have to touch, it's still a touch spell. So I can blink the other person. Well, that's terrifying. Because then they're not there, and then I'm there. I don't know that I like that. But ideas. Or it's a certain range.
Or you can deliver it with your 1,000 mage hands from the upgrade.
Or your familiar just flies, you know, runs over there and then does it.
You know what? That's how we should upgrade mage hands, so you can deliver touch spells through it like a familiar.
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, now we're talking. Now we're thinking. But if you want to tell us about a spell that you have that you've leveled up, you can always email us at dmnastics@gmail.com. And of course, if you go over to social media, type in Dungeon Masters Block and hopefully you find us. Who knows what came out yesterday that we may or may not be on and we may or may not post on. Have fun, social media.
Yay. And of course, and always, a huge thank you to the bards over in Bombarded for our intro and outro music. You can find out more about Bombarded at bombardedcast.com.
But with that, let's head to the workout, cool down, and stretch with the light bulb.
Light bulb.
Insider baseball. We were recording several of these in a row, so I had to go search far and wide for things that I thought would be interesting. And Celeste, what have I linked for us first?
Oh my god, these are fantastic. So on Etsy, ability score modifier, shot glasses. Oh yes. So these are shot glasses that have, of course, the bonuses one might expect after taking a shot. I love particularly the minus one wisdom is beautiful. Yep. Right there on that shot glass. Minus one intelligence, but plus one charisma. There you go. These are very, very funny.
Yeah, so minus one wisdom, minus one dex, minus one int, plus one strength, plus one charisma. And so here's my thing. I'd go a little bit back and forth on the constitution. I think that's an individual experience. I feel like the amount of Taco Bell that a person is willing to eat drastically changes. And I feel like
I would say your likelihood of a regurgitating said Taco Bell later increases. So I think that's what they might be going for with that minus one.
I'd put a plus or minus. Plus or minus one on
plus or minus depending on individual user.
Yeah. But Will, dear listener, I mean, I know we are a very family friendly podcast. And as with all things I express, moderation is a key to
yes.
But if you're interested, we'll have a link to the in the show notes to these absolutely hilarious shot glasses. And if you don't want to call them shot glasses, one of the valuable lessons that I learned in Disneyland is these two can be called toothpick holders.
Oh.
And if it's a triple, it's called a vase.
Good. Get you some toothpick holders,
yep, kids. We got a bunch of toothpick holders right here for you. But with that, we'll turn out the lights and head out of the gym. But before we go, I want to implore you, dear listener, to join the forums, the Discord, Twitter, and anywhere else you can find us. Yep, take part in these challenges, exercises, and other amazing conversations being had.
To do that, head over to bit.ly/DMBanter and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?